Welcome to the I Remember podcast.
This is where we slow down for a bit and share the tender mercies we've seen in our lives, those little reminders that God is near.
In the scriptures, God tells us over and over to remember.
So that's what we're here to do.
Welcome to the I Remember podcast. We're back for part two, where we talk about service missions. The last episode was more about our stories and how we got to where we are now. Now that we're here, we want to share the different aspects of a service mission.
Okay, so have you seen Tender Mercies through this experience? And just share like one or two.
I think big picture for me is just like the timing of my health struggles, because what I'm experiencing right now is it wasn't as bad like my senior year. And I think if I would have been in more pain my senior year, then I wouldn't have been able to do all the things that I did that year and had such a great senior year, because I would have, you know, had to be home all the time. And if I had gone straight to college right after my senior year, I probably would have had to drop out just because of, you know, all the pain that I've been experiencing. And then I wouldn't have been able to go proselyting because, you know, long days are really hard for me. And it's just something that I wouldn't have been able to do. So I just feel like God has just like handed me this perfect time to, you know, figure out not only my health challenges, but also be able to grow spiritually. And is such a perfect preparation for the rest of my life and just giving me this perfect time to heal and to grow and come to know Him better.
Yeah, something that I've seen that is super helpful as a service missionary is you're intertwined in your normal routines, your normal stuff that you did before, your family, you're surrounded by everyone that you know, but you're also a missionary doing the missionary schedule and, you know, all the things that come with that, companions and meetings and service. And coming from proselyting to service, I've realized, wow, this is actually really nice to transition into how I want to live my life.
Yeah.
Because maybe this is how I'm supposed to live my life, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I came back from proselyting just straight home, I think I might have a hard time. I might just go right back into habits that I had before. But having this transition, I think, has been really good to see, oh, maybe I just don't want to do that, you know? Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. I think it's been a good eye-opener for me of, I think I just want to live my life more like this. It's very intertwined.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, that's a really cool tender mercy. I would say that my biggest, like, continuous tender mercy that I've gotten out of this is the support of my family and friends and the missionaries. Missionaries are my friends. That's what I meant when I said that. Because, you know, as service missionaries, we live at home and we have the support of our family and our friends, and the missionaries pretty much, we stay in the same districts pretty much in zones. Like, we're always together. And so we get to learn from each other and we get to see each other grow. And throughout all of my pain and this, my health struggles, my parents and my family have always been there. My mom's always been there to, like, find different specialists to help me and to pray for me. I mean, she would have prayed for me anyways, but I think, yeah, that's one of my biggest tender mercies.
Okay, now I just want to kind of talk about some of the really amazing things about being a service missionary and some of the really hard things about being a service missionary, because I think there's both. Mm-hmm. Same as proselyting.
Yes.
There are so many amazing things in proselyting, and there's a lot of really hard things in proselyting. And so what do you guys think are some really general amazing things about being a service missionary?
Honestly, the people, which is probably going to be the same in proselyting, but I think it's slightly different because, I mean, I've lived in Brigham City my whole life, pretty much, and I feel like I've been able to gain a new perspective on where I live. And it's just so cool to, like, meet so many new people that I've never met before that I live next to, you know? And all the people that I've met at the temple, and just being able to grow such greater love for Brigham City and for the people here. And I also love that you get to see these people even after you finish your mission, and your influence on their lives can stay forever and you can stay connected with them. And I just love that part. And I love the people. It's been really incredible.
I'm also going to say the people, like having our families around us, having our friends around us, the other missionaries. But another thing I wanted to add is the opportunities that we have that I never would have thought of that I could do even if I wasn't a missionary living here. Like I could serve in the temple, but that's not something you really think of if you're not going to go on a mission, right? And that's something that I absolutely love. And maybe I want to continue after my mission or serving at the distribution center. That's really cool too. It has given me a greater knowledge of garments and their symbolism and their meaning. Just everything that people go through that come into the distribution center and we hear their stories. It's really, really cool.
I forgot this, but being able to serve with people that you went to school with is kind of the coolest thing ever. Like people that I never would have talked to in high school all of a sudden are like become my best friends. And it's just been the coolest thing in just how we can all connect with each other through Christ. And it's been amazing.
Yeah, we served together for so long, we can really build greater friendship, and it's really cool.
That is awesome. Something that is really awesome about service missions is that our schedules can be so flexible and tailored to us and our talents. And so could you both just give a quick rundown of what your schedule is, what you do?
Yeah, so I guess first of all, on Mondays and Saturdays, we meet together as a zone, and we have district studies typically, and then the zone meetings. And so I just love that we get to meet together as missionaries lots. But my Monday mornings, I go to the temple grounds for a few hours, and then I go serve at the Family Search Center. And then Tuesdays, I go to the Bishop Storehouse, and then I help with Adaptive Needs Institute, and then I go to regular institute that night. It's pretty fun. Wednesdays, that's my temple day in the morning, and then I help teach a singing group right now in the afternoon, and then I go proselyting with the other sisters in this area in the evening. Thursdays and Fridays, I'm a temple worker, and then Saturdays are P-Day, so it's awesome. Love it.
Yeah, so to start off, I'm going to say that you can arrange your schedule however you want according to like your needs and your wants. You can kind of pick and choose what you get to do. And on Monday mornings, I serve with Sister Finley actually on the temple grounds. And then I go to our meeting that night. And then on Tuesdays, I serve at a local little fine arts center we have here in Brigham. And then I go to the distribution center and I serve there. And then when I feel up to it, I also go to institute that night. And then on Wednesdays, I serve in the temple. On Thursdays, I serve at the botanical gardens and then at the Family Search Center. And on Fridays, I serve at the fine arts center and then I'm a temple patron. Yeah. And then on Saturdays, P-Day, and we have a meeting that night. It's my week.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. If you could tell someone who's listening to this one thing that you would want them to remember, what would it be?
Okay, I'll go. I mean, it's pretty simple, but it's so profound, is that Jesus Christ knows you and loves you. Through my whole mission so far, I've had a lot of moments when I've just felt so alone and just felt like God is not listening to me. And like, no matter what I do is just not enough. And I just feel lost and feel broken and just feel like, yeah, what I'm doing is not good enough. And, you know, just lots of feelings like that and feeling like God isn't there for me. But I can recount so many experiences throughout my mission where God has been like, hey, Abby, I remember you and I love you, you know. There was this time, I guess about 6 months ago, when we were having interviews with our mission president counselors. And the one who was interviewing me was actually my seminary teacher from high school. He was my favorite teacher. He's just so incredible. And that week, I was just feeling so down and so alone, just kind of giving up on a lot of things. And I just felt God's love so much through him. And the things that we talked about and the things, just the love that he showed me just hit me so hard that like God sent him and God knew that I needed a pick me up and God knew that I needed somebody to help me feel his love. I just felt God's love so strongly. So I guess that's what I would tell people. Remember, don't give up on God because he's never going to give up on you and he loves you so much.
One thing that I would want people to remember or take away from this is that God knows you personally, and the challenges that he has given you, he has tailored to you for you to learn and to grow from them and for you to teach others from your experiences and for you to come out the other side changed. He doesn't give us our challenges just to give us challenges. He gives us challenges so we can become a better person and so that we can look at things differently and so that he can show us that he is there for us. Because if everything was amazing and great in our lives, you know, we might lose sight of God and who he is and how he's there for us to comfort us and to give us strength when we don't have strength. Because, yeah, for all of us, we feel weak sometimes. I felt so bad some days and so terrible physically. He has always been there to comfort me.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Obviously, I think we could talk about this for so long.
Yeah.
And there's so yeah. much that we haven't talked about that we could keep talking about. Because we are very passionate about letting people know that service missions are beautiful.
They're amazing.
They're yeah. amazing. And if you are a youth and you're thinking about serving a mission, I would say go. If you have the desire to serve, God will use you and he will change you. A service mission is for so many people that a lot of us have physical challenges. Some of us have mental challenges. Some of us have disabilities. It is for all of us to be able to serve. And God's saying, I need all of you. I love all of my children and I can use you in my work. And that can be in different capacities. I love that in a service mission, if you are not able to serve every day, all day, there is an option for you to give what you can give. And that's all God requires, is just give what you can give. And yeah, you are needed. You are loved.
Amen.
Yes, I completely agree.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on the podcast.
Seriously. Thanks for having us.
Yes, awesome. Thanks for having us. It was really cool to explain my story. It really made me think and listen to your guys's.
It's so fun. I love it.
Thank you so much. And send us your I Remember moments. We'd love to hear them always. DM us, email us, or let us know what you thought in the comments. And remember to remember him this week.
See you next time.
Helaman 5:9. Oh, remember, remember.
Helaman 5:12. Remember, remember.
Ether 7:27. And he remembered the great things that the Lord had done.
Mosiah 2:41.
Oh, remember, remember.
Helaman 14:30. And now remember, remember.
2 Nephi 25:26. And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ.
That our children may know to what source they may look for remission of their sins.